From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A new UN report says that South Sudan is using a scorched earth policy against civilians. The report accuses South Sudanese soldiers and affiliated militias of using mass rape as a weapon of terror, that is, in the campaign. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The report calls the scale and type of sexual violence committed primarily by government SPLA and allied militias one of the most horrendous human rights situations in the world. UN human rights spokesman Rupert Colville tells VOA that youth militia allied to the government are being allowed to rape women in lieu of wages.
It seems they're not being paid. They're just being given carte blanche to rape and to steal cattle. And then basically those are the two sort of bits of war bounty they get, the women and the cattle. It's really an unbelievable picture, and then nothing being done, apparently, by the government to stop it.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Angolan President José Eduardo dos Santos, one of Africa's longest-ruling leaders, said Friday that he will quit politics in 2018 following the end of his current term. Speaking to leaders of the ruling MPLA party in the capital, Luanda, Dos Santos said he had made the decision to leave active politics in 2 years. Dos Santos has led Angola since 1979 and has hinted at retiring before, but always remained in office. The president is nearing the end of a 5-year term that began when his party won the August 2012 general election. Last year, he announced the next elections would take place in August of 2017. This is VOA News. Amnesty International's director for the Netherlands has criticized European plans to send migrants and refugees from Europe back to Turkey. Speaking in the Greek port of Piraeus Friday, Edward Nazarsky said that Turkey is not safe for migrants and conditions there would be worse for refugees. Nazarsky also criticized Greece's asylum process on human rights grounds.
So a fair asylum procedure is, well, it's not happening in Greece at this moment. And then, well, of course, police can say, well, they can ask for asylum. But then is there a system in place here that can really determine in a good way whether someone is a refugee or not? I doubt that is possible at this moment.
In the face of UN opposition, the European Union and Turkey are working to finalize a plan to return to Turkey all migrants living in Greece from there. Former U.S. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson has endorsed party frontrunner Donald Trump. At a news conference in Florida, Carson, a retired neurosurgeon, said he had talked with Trump and found that there's a lot more alignment philosophically and spiritually than I ever thought that there was.
Now, some people said, well, why would you get behind a man like Donald Trump? I'll tell you why. First of all, I've come to know Donald Trump over the last few years. He is actually a very intelligent man who cares deeply about America.
The endorsement comes just days before crucial winner-take-all primaries in Florida and Ohio next Tuesday. Trump has now received endorsements from two former challengers. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie endorsed him last month. Dignitaries from the worlds of politics, journalism, and entertainment gathered at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library Friday for the funeral of former First Lady Nancy Reagan, First Lady Michelle Obama, former President George W. Bush, former Secretary of State and First Lady Hillary Clinton, and members of presidential family stretching back to the Kennedy administration attended the service. Former Secretary of State James Baker said Mrs. Reagan's overarching quality was her deep love for her husband.
Ronald and Nancy Reagan were defined by their love for each other. They were as close to being one person as it is possible for any two people to be.
Nancy Reagan died Sunday at age 94 of congestive heart failure at her home in the Bel Air suburb of Los Angeles. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.